Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and next to him Zechariah, Jehiel, Shemiramoth, Benaiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jehiel with psalteries and with harps, but Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Benaiah also, and Jahaziel the priests, with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day David delivered this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continually, remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he hath made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac, and hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when ye were but few, even a few and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation, declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence, and strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it shall not be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. And let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God, of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks unto thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, amen, and praised the Lord. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord Asaph and his brethren to minister before the ark continually as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with their brethren 80, Obed-Edom also the son of Jeduthun and Hosa to be the porters, and Zadok the priest and his brethren the priests before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord upon the altar of the burnt offering continually morning and evening, to do according to all that is written in the law of the Lord which he commanded Israel. And with them Haman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. And with them Haman and Jeduthun, with trumpets and cymbals for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God. And the sons of Jeduthun were porters. And all the people departed, every man to his house. And David returned to bless his house. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. All right, so here we have then the follow-on from the last chapter, as the ark of God has been brought in, and David, when he made an end of offering these offerings, he dealt to every one of Israel, man and woman, a loaf of bread, a good piece of flesh, and a flagon of wine. We're going to assume, I guess we have to say this in our day, you wouldn't have had to say it in David's day, but we have to say it in our day, that David did not rob the public coffers to give these things out. These were things that belonged to him. These were things that were in the king's household to give away freely. It's not generosity when you're giving away other people's stuff, beloved. That's not generosity. We have a name for that. We call it theft. Okay. So, but notice what David desired to do. He desired that the people of God, and remember, this is done with regard to what we would call a church under age, a church in its minority, still tied in many ways to temporal things, that David made this settling of the tabernacle in Jerusalem a great celebratory day for them, that they might have it in appreciation. David's desire was that all of the people that were gathered there should have the same kind of appreciation that he had for the bringing of the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, and so he made it a day of celebration for them. It doesn't say if he had planned ahead of time to do that. It seems like he would have had to do that because of the sheer magnitude of it. But perhaps the people had no knowledge that that was coming. But David did that for them as a good king to encourage the worship of God. Of course, all godly civil magistrates in the history of mankind have been about encouraging and promoting and countenancing the true worship of the true God. Absolutely. They are God's ministers for good. All right, so David then appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and to praise the Lord God of Israel. This is important. David, as a prophet, is appointing these Levites as the singers and players. Remember, the ark comes to rest. They carry something else now. They're carrying the music that surrounds the tabernacle and its worship. So David does that, and we hear some of their names here. Of course, you guys thought we were done with names after the first five or eight chapters of First Chronicles. Not so, right? Okay, so then in verse 7, we see that David not only had authority from God as a prophet to order the worship of God, but also to provide lyric for the songs. And so that's what David does. And what we have here is a conglomeration. I don't think this is everything that David gave to Asaph that day. Because if you mine the Psalter, what you'll find is you have some portions of Psalm 105, 96, 136, and 106. And so these are brought together here for this occasion. Perhaps David gave them all of those psalms, and only that much is recorded. It's difficult to know exactly, but these are inspired words, and they are recorded for us also in Psalm 105, 96, 136, and 106. Okay, so these are psalms that talk of the grace of God and his covenant, and all of that would have been fitting surrounding bringing the Ark of the Covenant in and setting it in the midst of Jerusalem. It speaks about the wonders that God has done, the grace that God has shown to his people, beginning with Abraham and moving on from there, the protection of God when they traveled throughout many lands over his people, the creatorship of God, also his office as Redeemer, redeeming his people. And then we have the command to praise him, to sing psalms to him. And this is something akin to what Christ told the Jewish leadership when they told him, tell your disciples to be quiet. And he said, if they're quiet, the rocks will cry out. So what David writes here, then the trees of the wood shall sing out at the presence of the Lord because he comes to judge the earth. Then we are enjoined to thanksgiving and praise toward God. So that's a brief summary of those sections of the four Psalms there. All right, so then in verse 37, notice that David also left by an official act as king and prophet certain men to care for the Ark of the Covenant and everything that needed to be done to it day upon day upon day. And this is where I think that we have other things that are surrounding that Ark, the altar of incense, the showbread, the table of showbread, perhaps even another altar, seeing that the other one is still up in, what did it say, Gilead, and so on. All right, so, oh, sorry, Gibeon, verse 39. Zadok the priest and his brethren the priests before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that was at Gibeon, and they offered there. So notice then this verse here, verse 40, to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord upon the altar of the burnt offering continually morning and evening, and to do all that is written in the law of the Lord which he commanded Israel. And so keep in mind that what they're doing here is they're looking at the scripture, figuring out what they need to do according to God's command, and putting things in place according to the command of the Lord. This is what we call the regulation of worship, that it's scripturally regulated. Finally, then, we see that David leaves a few more men there with cymbals and trumpets, and then notice that David, not yet contented with public worship, returns home, and it says here that he returned home to bless his own house. And I wouldn't be the first, nor hopefully I'll be the last, to say that what that means is that David went home and worshiped with regard to family worship after he had worshiped with regard to this public worship in his own house with his own family. So we have the ordinance of family worship also that is set before us here at the end of chapter 16. And that brings us to a close. Let's stand and continue.